Welcome to Game That Tune! Hell yeah, guys. Welcome, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to Game That Tune. Specifically, welcome to Game That Tune, episode 4 beta. Is that what we're going with the naming convention here?
Yeah.
It's our off-week experimental, more casual Game That Tune podcasts. And, man, guys, I'm in the mood for a fight. I don't know about you guys, but I've been waking up, and I've been resisting the urge to choose violence, and I felt like this week maybe Game That Tune just needs to choose violence. And so it's time for the inaugural edition of the Game That Tune Video Game Music Fight Club. Johnny, go ahead and hit that sound on your soundboard that I know you have ready.
I don't have any sounds ready.
Oh, no. I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you, Johnny. That's right. I chose violence. I threw you under a bus, just like fucking Jack Perry did to Darby Allin at Double or Nothing. Johnny doesn't even have his soundboard up because, again, it's casual night, baby. We're doing the Video Game Music Fight Club. For those of you that don't know what that means, join the club. Neither do we. No, I'm kidding. You might be familiar with the classic VGM Fight Club hosted by our good friend The Last Recon, Daryl Bowers. He had his own video game music podcast. I think he still makes music podcasts. I think it's mostly anime stuff nowadays. But he had a concept that I very much got behind about a year or four ago. And I was like, man, I like that idea. You know, two people bring their favorite songs, play them head-to-head, and everybody votes on who they like the best. Actually, sorry, I want to make it clear. They don't vote on who they like the best. They vote on the songs they like the best. This is about the songs, guys. And it's the VGM Fight Club. So, head-to-head video game music appreciation, a battle of tastes. And, it was a really great show that that The Last Recon had, and he shut it down about a year ago and gave me his blessing to find a way to adapt it to Game That Tune style. And so we will. We're going to do it here. Live right now on Twitch. If you're listening in podcast form, next time you do this, join us on Twitch. You get to vote. So what we're going to do, we've got two competitors entering the arena. I'm your host, John Harrington. They've each brought 5 songs. We're going to play the songs head-to-head. We're going to do some voting in the chat. And the winner at the end of the night wins the glorious VGM Fight Club Championship. We'll find a reason for that to be important going forward. But for now, what's important is that we're going to listen to some good tunes and goof off together and just kind of do some head-to-head music appreciation. So, introducing tonight's challengers. I don't know which corner you're in. Johnny, on the Twitch display, I'm not looking at it. Are you in the top left or the top right?
Top left.
All right, in our top left corner, of course, hailing from Baltimore, Maryland, we've got John Regan. Johnny?
Hey!
I think you were maybe supposed to play yourself an intro song or something there. Do you want to play some interest music? Yeah, there we go. Shit. All right, Johnny, vamp for the crowd a little bit.
Yeah! John fucking Regan walking down the ramp, making his way into the ring. He's got beef, all the beef, and he's going to bring out all the beef tonight. He's got a grill, baby. He's going to be grilling that beef for all of you.
Mm.
Yep. That's me, John.
Yeah. Johnny the beef person, Regan.
I'm here, Jesse, to win tonight. Our theme tonight is bangers, so I came up with a list of all kinds of things I've banged. I've banged my knees. I've banged my head. I've banged into car doors. I've banged into garage doors. But there's one last thing here on my list, Jesse, that I've not banged. And tonight, I'm going to mop the floor with you. And as soon as I'm done doing that, I'm going to add your mom to my list of things I've banged, Jesse. That's right. That's my goal tonight.
Damn, God. All that
the ultimate banger.
All that before someone will.
We even introduced Jesse. You fucking, you know, you cut the promo, you introduced the theme. Like, my God, Johnny, you're fucking just bucking all the normal traditions. So in the top right corner, of course, then we've got hailing out of Jacksonville, Florida, Duval. We've got Jesse, the man Moore. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, no.
tonight, I'm using real bangers. So, cry me a river.
Damn. There he is. He's prone to that internet bullshit. Jesse Moore bringing the real bangers. That's right, guys. They both alluded to it. We wanted to choose a very difficult and challenging theme for this first edition of the VGM Fight Club. So tonight's theme is bangers.
No mash.
Yeah.
All bangers.
Banger after banger after banger after banger after banger.
That's right.
After banger.
Is that 10? Did we get to 10?
I'm not sure.
You know a banger when you hear it. We all, you know, we all listen to video game music. We all listen to music in general. We all know when something is a bop, you know. But tonight, we're not just talking bops. We're talking bangers. You know, we need to bring some top shelf shit to start the video game music fight club. So, each of you has brought 5 fantastic bangers. And there is a very important determination that needs to be made here. We need to decide who's going first. There is a...
Me.
Is that how we decide?
I mean, no one else said.
No, we're flipping. I want to go first.
Out swinging.
We're flipping a coin, baby.
Yeah, I got a coin to flip. So, this game, that tune sticker, is of course the coin. That's heads.
What?
The blank bag is tails. And Jesse, I will give you the privilege of calling it in the air. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Oh.
Let's see.
It is heads.
Okay, good.
Congratulations, Jesse. You get to play the first track of the VGM Fight Club. So let's see if you're going to come out swinging. Let's introduce your first banger.
Tone.
Yeah, set the tone,
with,
baby.
From Hypno Space Outlaw, going with I Am the Chowder Man.
I mean, what better banger to start with? Let's have it, Johnny.
I'm the Chowder Man, my title for life. If you're hoping to find me, just look into the light. It's not about food, it's a life philosophy. You gotta be the strongest and fight to succeed. I'm climbing the mountains, I'm swimming the rivers. I'm the eagle in the sky, and I'm ready for dinner. Life's a highway, and I'm the car. If you ride with Chowder Man, you're gonna go far. I am the Chowder Man. 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 I'm the Chowder, Chowder Man. Chowder be your all, high five the world, let the chowder be heard. I like to eat right, I choose healthy snacks. The Chowder Man even writes his own raps. I always party hard, I'm the best in the biz. I'm the party prophet, that's just the way it is. I don't buy a round of drinks, I buy a square. When I smoke cigars, I only smoke them in pairs. Inspiring things are really, really, really great. If you're asking about my hobbies, I garden and paint. I'm spreading my message and fighting the greed. I suspect the Chowder Man is all you need. I love to gamble and I love to dance. This chowder lifestyle, hey, give it a chance. I'm the chowder future and the chowder past. And if you mess with me, I'll kick your chowder ass.
I am the Chowder Man.
God damn. I never saw that start coming. Jesse, that was fantastic. Bold start, quite frankly. Going with a Hypnospace Outlaw vocal theme as your opening
hot
banger.
Hot Dad.
You know, fantastic. Was that Hot Dad?
That's Hot Dad.
God damn. I didn't realize Hypnospace Outlaw got Hot Dad in there. Johnny, you got a lot to live up to here, my man. So, you know, it's time to throw your counterpunch. Introduce your first banger there, Johnny.
Okay, yeah, so I think I'm going to try to match Jesse's energy of having some vocals, having some banger action. This is from the game Super Lesbian Animal RPG. This is Star Power by Beatrix Quinn.
Johnny, as a strong start, what was that game and song again?
The game is called Super Lesbian Animal RPG, and the song is titled Star Power.
I support that.
And the lyrics are 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was going to say, yeah, I like that you were countering his lyrical theme with
I kept waiting.
Yeah, kept waiting for the song to really get back to you know, something like Chatterman. But no, wow, Johnny, I appreciate it. So, man, what an opening round. Two killer, you know, starts. Okay, so for
would
this,
you say bangers?
I would say they were. I would say both were quite bangers. Yes. So, yeah, I'm doing this off the top of my head, but what we're gonna do? We're gonna run a poll in the Twitch chat, and I'm gonna give you guys. Let's say 5 minutes to vote, which is generous because there's not that many viewers, but what it also allows is for Johnny and Jesse to talk against each other in campaign. So I'm going to start the poll. Round one, I am the Chowder Man versus Star Power, and Johnny and Jesse can campaign for your vote.
He's the Chowder Man.
It's called Super Lesbian Animal RPG. It is exactly what it says on the fucking tin. Do you want an RPG where you're playing as lesbian animals and it's a super game? This is right up your fucking alley. It is the sound. I honestly have never played the game or even seen a minute of footage.
Way, Johnny.
I'm doing this. I'm
no
doing this
way.
Entirely. I'm bringing this game entirely on this song. Like, this is the whole reason I'm bringing this, because that song was so fun, and,
I mean,
the rest of the soundtrack was a lot of fun.
That's why you should be bringing it, because, again, we're voting on the songs.
Yeah.
You know, the lesbian nanowar RPG is all one thing, but, you know, the song was fantastic. However, Jesse's song, also fantastic, with lyrics about being the chowder man. You know, clever wordplay. And cocksure, you know, braggadociousness is really a very strong contender for a banger there. So
he doesn't buy a round of drinks; he buys a square.
It's true.
Ooh, that is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Star Power's got those sweet, sweet, like, it just reminds you of a, I don't know, mid-2000s, late-2000s, like, pop-punk kind of feel to it, you know?
Tell us the vibes that drew you to it. I mean, you just did define them, but, you know. Tell us what sang out to you about that song there, Johnny.
The lesbians.
Yeah, the lesbians, honestly, that's the big part of it.
And RPGs. No, Johnny loves RPGs.
Oh, they call me RPG Johnny, right? That's all I ever play is RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, no, just that driving, like, rock kind of sound is one of my favorite kinds of sounds. Like, that's what I loved about Star Power so much, was the driving just pushing you forward, high tempo, high energy. Starts off with a count off. I love a count off in a song, man. Like, name one time somebody's counting off a song and you haven't immediately had a great time. It's the best way to start every song.
I bet there's one out there, but
yeah,
not quick enough.
But on the top of my head, it does kind of set the mood. You're right. Wow, man. So Jesse, tell me about Chowder Man. When again, we're not voting necessarily for, like, the game itself, but, like, so how does that come up in Hypnospace Outlaw? Who is this mysterious Chowder Man?
So he's like a musician who also does a lot of, like, sponsorship deals. So you'll go to, like, different Hypnospace websites and be like, oh, this iced tea is sponsored by Chowder Man. And you get, like, a fun little Chowder Man song about the iced tea. And then there's, like, ice cream he sponsors. And then I think there's, like, a thing where he goes missing for a little bit. But then he comes back and there's, like, a new song that about what happened when he was missing. And basically he just got lost in his hotel or something. It's all very, very silly. It reminds me of if Kid Rock was entertaining, if that makes sense.
Yeah, see, Jesse, I feel like you should just not say things like that.
I shouldn't, but it's like if you could somehow create an alternate universe where there's, like, a Kid Rock that's not a giant shithead and has actually decent music chops, you'd get Chowder Man.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, he probably wears, like, a cowboy hat. You know, he probably wears, like, a shirt with, like, the American flag on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd probably really like to see, like, a bunch of bald eagles and fireworks in the air and stuff while he's, like, drinking some, like, beer or whatever. Like, he's an all-American hero, Chowder Man.
Now, what kind of chowder is it you think he's, what's his chowder preference?
I feel like it's a nice, like, corn chowder, because it's to be versatile.
American chowder.
You could be versatile with, like, a nice corn chowder. You could put chicken in it or whatever, you know.
That's true.
Delicious.
Not talking clams here.
No, because not everyone likes clam chowder, but I feel like more people would like corn chowder.
Okay,
Chowder Man is for the people.
As we're going to wrap this up, though, not that this is going to sway the vote, but you're a Florida man. Where do you weigh in on the like Menorcan versus New England clam chowder kind of discussion?
Menorcan,
for those not in the know, of course, being a tomato-based clam chowder, and New England being a more
I've
cream-based.
I don't think I've had that one yet.
Sorry. I thought it made its way from St. Augustine up to Jacksonville, but yeah. Well, that doesn't matter, Jesse, because the poll has officially closed, and that's right, by a vote of 45-26, with seven viewers, the winner of the first round. The winner of the first round, Jesse Moore with I Am the Chowder Man. Congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
Rigged.
This is the best BGM Fight Club.
I think on the next one, I am going to shorten the length of the poll and consider making second votes cost more, because I think we have some very dedicated voters in here. So, Jesse, congratulations. Fantastic win on that first round. And so you're still first. It's time to move on immediately to round two. Do you want to remain in first or make Johnny pick his next song and play it for you?
No, I'm pretty confident. I'll keep going.
Hell yeah. Tell us what we got.
Let's go with Dangerous Expectation, Prologue from Bloody Roar 3.
Fantastic.
Sorry, I can't hear you, John. What was that?
Oh, okay. It's fine. I was asking, should we normalize actually talking in the middle of the songs and reacting to them, or just appreciate the music and talk after?
Ooh.
Yeah. I had reactions mid-song.
Mid-thoughts.
I had thoughts. Yeah. fucking working for me, baby. Yeah. But that's all right. Goddamn, Jesse. So that was, I'm sorry, that was an intro from Bloody Roar?
Yeah, Bloody Roar 3. Those games have really fun music. I was finding some fun stuff on this, looking for songs for this. So
when you set a fantastically broad theme like bangers, you're gonna find the good stuff.
Yeah,
that's the prologue theme. I can't even imagine what the fight themes are.
I can't put quarters in this machine fast enough.
Right, exactly. Long ago, there was a scientist that turned himself into a murderous beetle or whatever. Shit, dude. I'm in. Wow. Fucking awesome. Well. Then we have no choice but to move from one prologue banger to Johnny's pick. Johnny, let's hear it, man. What's coming next? How are you gonna counter that?
That is a good question. How am I gonna counter that? I think I'm gonna slow things down a little bit. Do you know that skateboard company, Pennytime Skateboards?
No.
They made a mobile game back in 2012 that has quite the baller soundtrack. Here we go. This is Neon from Pennytime.
Oh, and I should say, we can also decide whether to actually introduce the songs beforehand or just play them and say what they are after.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's up to you, for full effect, whatever. But yes, so I'm sorry, Johnny.
Saying the song title lets Johnny know what song to play.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that's a big. Yeah, I think we kind of have to intro them.
I guess so. We should work on a system of winks and nose touches.
So yeah, this is Neon from Pennytime.
Hell yeah. Damn, Johnny. I gotta give it up. That was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
What a damn banger. That was,
And I like the idea of us, just FYI, on the next round, maybe we lower the volume and we can live react to the song. I just wanted to, since we didn't do it on Jesse's, I figured we don't do it on mine.
Sure. I just realized as we're all just kind of sitting there nodding at each other, I'm like, we could be talking.
yeah.
Or at the very least, you know, just going, ooh. You know, people need to really think that I'm either reacting to music or using the bathroom. So, man.
It could be both.
Exactly. You know, it's been both in the past on Game That Tune, so it could be tonight. Hell of a second round, fellas. What an interesting set of songs. So, I'm, again, making the poll shorter and more prohibitive to multiple votes. Not saying completely prohibitive, but the poll for round two starts now. So, guys, you know, campaign away. 3 minutes on the clock, by the way.
I mean, it's Bloody Roar 3, which those games, we need a new Bloody Roar for winning. For
Do
one
you
reason.
Think that but that title song. Could be a euphemism for menstruation?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Johnny, do you think your game's title could be a euphemism for menstruation? Penny time.
Yeah, if you really wanted to be, yes, but well, who knew?
Because, you know, blood has kind of like a coppery taste, and so just
it
like
is.
A mouthful of pennies.
Penny's time.
Penny's time.
Oh,
so
man.
Who knew a licensed game for a skateboard company made for mobile phones would have an original and quite good soundtrack? That song, Neon, I listen to that almost every single day of my life. Not really, but I could. I could listen to that song every single day of my life if I wanted to. It is just such a fantastic track, and it goes hard, but in a different way. It's not going hard like in your face with a lot of guitars.
Right.
But it goes pretty hard.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing that says a banger has to be a, you know, guitar shredding, crazy licking thing. I mean, we already kind of established that here on the show tonight, you know, very firmly with that pick there, Jenny. But, you know, the Bloody Roar guitars are a little bit undeniable, but I really, especially, given that, I mean, that's a strange skateboarding mobile game. That's, you know, it's better music than that game has a right to have.
It's basically like a Bit Trip Runner kind of game. It's everything's timed to the music, and you're flicking the screen to make your skateboard either duck under things or ollie over things.
Okay. That's,
yeah, as a game, it's fine. But the music. Oh, the music.
Right, I was going to say, you know, thank God we're not voting for the game, because you unconvinced me by telling me that. But the music, yeah, delightful. You know, I love a good rhythmic running music. And that's good. But, you know, I'm fully on the side of shredding Bloody Roar guitars. There's something to be said. Again, you know, as we mentioned, that was the prologue theme to Bloody Roar. Yeah. That's the first thing you get. You know, the background story is set to fucking crazy metal guitars. You know, who knows where the story can go from there? You know, does it get more extreme? I'm guessing it does.
Bloodier, maybe.
Exactly. Roarier.
At least three times.
Exactly. Yeah. On the third Bloody Roar, Jesse, who appears? Is it like a Beetlejuice thing?
I think there is a Beetle guy, so.
Right.
Beetle Mania. Close enough. Yeah.
Beetle guy sounds like the like Turkish knockoff of Beetlejuice. Like, Beetle guy, Beetle guy, Beetle guy!
Oh, man. So, it's official. The poll is closed. And it's once again Jesse Moore winning that round. Bloody Roar Prologue has defeated Neon from Penny Time. Johnny, valiant effort. But Jesse, yet again, pulls out the point. Jesse's got a 2-0 lead. You know. There's nothing saying that it's an insurmountable lead. However, we're playing best of five, but there's no there's nothing saying that there can't be ties or I don't know, further wrinkles to the game. So, you know, don't be don't
could be some new rules.
There could be new rules anytime I desire them. So don't count yourself out yet, Johnny. I sure haven't. But man, it's time for a third round. And Jesse, do you once again want to present first? It seems like it's really going well for you.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna slow it down just a tad with the man with the machine gun from Final Fantasy VIII.
Damn, he's playing to the fucking bleacher seats on this one, baby. He's going all the way.
This is good, Jesse.
Yeah, it's...
this is right up my alley.
This is one of my favorite Final Fantasy songs.
I am a big fan of synthesized claps. I'm hearing all of those.
Yeah. I believe this only plays in battles that are flashbacks. When you play as this guy Laguna and his crew. Because Laguna is... the man with the machine gun, because his weapon's a machine gun.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Man, Nobu Uematsu, God. Fucking, he knows, he's just.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah. Da 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 da. Oh, it's fantastic.
Shit, man. Jesse, that's
you said bangers.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Bang, bang, bang with a machine gun, baby. That's
the bang bang gang.
Say it. Man, side note. Side note on the bang bang gang real quick. My son's really disappointed that they're not the bang bang scissor gang anymore. He's really upset.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly, Johnny. Don't worry about it. So yeah, who is the man with the machine gun? I thought Squall had a gun blade in this.
No, his father, spoiler, was Laguna, and he had a machine gun. And so there's like flashbacks in the game where you play as him, and all the battles with Laguna have this song.
That's rad.
It's real good.
Wow. Johnny, I said a moment ago that you weren't counted out yet, but I mean, when Jesse's bringing the fucking hitters like that, you better have something fantastic to counter it with. It's hard to follow the man with the machine gun. I'm not trying to bury you by any means, but you know, if anybody's up to the task, I'm sure it's you, Johnny. So what's,
I think this is a gamble on my part. I'm not gonna lie. This is from a what console is this on? I'm sorry, let me double check this. This is from the X68000 in Japan.
The Sharp X68000.
Yeah, this is the main theme from Foxy 2.
Oh, okay.
This is fun.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Xylophone solo.
Foxy too. Yeah, crank it up. Let's not talk over this.
All right.
This is good.
Oh, Oh, or it just ends.
We're near the end anyways.
Yeah. Wow, Johnny, what an unexpected pick. And it was, I'm sorry, Foxy 2 on the Sharp X68000?
Yes.
And the title was?
Like the main theme is just called Foxy 2.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a tank battling game. It kind of looks like when you're defying your old tanks against each other, like Advance Wars.
Okay.
But on the X68000. And with dope music playing the whole time.
Huh. Well, song I truly could never have seen coming. So, yeah. I'm gonna start the poll again. 3 minutes on the clock. Man with the machine gun versus the main theme of Foxy 2 on the Sharp X68000. My goodness, guys. What an unexpected round.
How long did you make this poll?
Long, baby. Are you that confident, Jesse? You think
so? This is Nobu Uematsu. He's done a few good songs in his career.
One, two.
I don't know if he ever did anything on the X Sharp 684 or whatever.
68,000, Jesse. Shows some respect.
Okay, sorry, my bad. We weren't allowed fancy computers when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just utilizing that. PlayStation synthesizy sound. Red Audio or something? What's that CD sound you got?
Red Book Audio.
Red Book Audio, there you go. I never knew what that meant, but it sounded fancy. Don't you rent movies from them?
That's Redbox.
Okay.
The standards for CD audio were published in like a literally Red Book, and that's why it's called Red Book Audio.
Oh, that's good to know.
The women's magazine?
Yes.
Redbook?
But unlike Jesse's song, my song was using the YM2151 sound chip and the OKIM6258 sound chip.
Whoa.
Is that similar to what they use in like the Sega Genesis? Because it did have that kind of Genesis farty sound.
I think... Oh, God. So the Genesis uses a 2612. The 2151 was used, though, in some Sega arcade cabinets, and I think, God, it may have been an add-on for the Master System in Japan, but it was definitely a arcade cabinet used with like the Outrun used it. I think Afterburner 2 used it. It was used on a good deal of Sega arcade cabinets, early Sega arcade cabinets. Well, you know, late 80s, early 90s Sega arcade cabinets. Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow. The arcade version of Street Fighter 2. Champion Edition used the same sound chips.
You know what didn't though?
Okay.
Man with the Machine Gun. fucking a classic song. But wow. I mean, you never see Johnny coming, Jesse. You never know when he's gonna bust out some real obscure sound chip trivia and fucking
That's what I expect.
Bring something like Foxy too. So you're right to have brought your hitters. Man, what a baffling round of the VGA Fight Club. Like, you know, a certified GTT radio classic versus something that no one had ever heard of until just now. Johnny could have made that song himself, and we wouldn't have known better, but the winner of round three, Foxy 2, main theme. Johnny's on the board.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Wow. Fucking, you know, Johnny Obscurity over here. Johnny is the forbidden door. He's gonna open it up and teach us a thing or two.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, wow. I think, Jesse, control still remains with you. You can tip us off on round four.
He won.
Well, I mean, if Johnny, you've got the option now. Yeah, you can go first in this next round, or you can continue to have Jesse going first.
No, I'm going first this time.
All right, good. So it's round four, guys. What do we got?
Yeah, so for round four, I'm going to kick us off with the Frozen Dark from The Messenger. Mm-hmm. This is the glacial-like area theme from the 16-bit part of the game.
Yeah, the Rainbow Dragon Eyes. Here we go.
This will get you up in the morning.
It's funny, this is one of the games I was looking at for music.
Really?
And I almost pulled the trigger on a couple songs.
So. I'm impressed you guys haven't copied each other yet. Because Jesse loves the X68000 so much.
Yeah, I know, that was close.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jesse X68000. Yeah, that was his name in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, this part. Oh, that goes so hard. It couldn't go harder.
Damn, Johnny. Music from The Messenger. Kind of undeniable.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well.
Goddamn bangers. Jesse's going to have something really really fantastic to keep him in the hunt here.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to silence The Messenger, as that's the name of my next song from F-Zero X.
Oh shit, that's a great counter.
Shit.
This is a song that you have to explain to the officer. Like, look, dude, this song came on. I can't be...
Yeah. Sorry, man. I had to step on the gas, go 470 kilometers an hour.
Sorry, man. My brakes don't work when this song's playing. Sorry, this is how it is.
I got boost power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I love carrying it in the chat. Where were you when Jesse murdered Johnny live on air? I haven't murdered yet, Carrie. Still got a vote. Frozen Dark was a pretty good song. I'll wait till we're done with this soda to promote my song. Because this is good.
Turn
oh my god.
Up.
Yeah, crank it.
Has the best soundtrack on the N64.
Ooh, shit.
At least
close?
Top five.
It's top five.
It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, if not top five, it's, you know, it's, there's no question it's top 10, but I don't know, man. That really is a talk for another time. I think GoldenEye might be beating it.
Yeah, that's good too.
GoldenEye's got a fucking banger soundtrack. I do love me some Diddy Kong Racing. I could see an argument for even something like Super Mario 64. But, no, I think F-Zero 64, or F-Zero X is, it's up there for sure. Jesus. Still going, huh?
Yeah.
I can't handle it, man. We've just, you know. Whew. I mean, you know. Is there a better, like rock and guitar soundtrack on Nintendo 64? I'm not sure there is.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Like, goddamn. You know. Better, like, tone setters, hot licks. Nah, F-Zero X is pretty much that.
And, like, every song makes you want to drive fast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like,
which is good, because that's what the game's about, but it just accentuates it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, Jesse, that was a hell of a pick. Smart move also, countering Johnny's, 16-bit pick with some Nintendo 64 music. Truly, truly an apples-to-oranges banger selection. There's no,
you know, take that.
Just two good bangers. So I'm putting 3 minutes on the poll. The voting is starting in the Twitch chat now.
I didn't know you worked at a strip club.
I mean, not now. So, we never used to limit the length of the poll.
So I picked Silence from F-Zero X.
Also known as Dream Chaser from F-Zero X.
Yep, also known as Dream Chaser. And, Johnny, your turn.
Yeah, that's no, all Jesse has to do to campaign.
Yeah, so, yeah, The Frozen Dark from The Messenger. What a fucking kick-ass soundtrack. There's so much going on in that tune. It's so good. Lots of cool parts happening in the background. They really emulate the 16-bit sound very, very well. It sounds like it could be a 16-bit tune.
Right.
Even though it's made on in, you know, the modern day. Right.
Plausibly 16-bit.
And that whole, I mean, that whole game soundtrack of swapping between 8-bit, 16-bit soundtracks is so fun. Although, you know, I'll speak just to that one song because that's what I brought. Such a good song. Rainbow Dragon Ice just fucking kills it. Fantastic. True. Absolutely fantastic.
Jesse, can you cite the composer of F-Zero X?
I believe it is, oh, man.
How dare you show this sort of disrespect to Taro Bando?
Yeah. Sorry.
My God. Right here on stream, not knowing offhand.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah. He's watching.
Yeah. You know, Bando's a tuna baby. Yeah. Johnny, I do appreciate the complexity and the depth of you know the Messenger's song, but I, you know, there is also something to be said for doing something and, you know, like picking a lane and doing it really great, and that's what F-Zero X's soundtrack does.
There's no lanes in F-Zero X.
Right, exactly. There's a single lane. Fucking hard rock and bangers the entire soundtrack. fucking truly absurd. God.
The chat's requesting that we have an F-Zero block on the radio.
I'm in favor of it.
Yeah. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, no,
only
that's
my game
one.
Wins, though.
That's true. Jesse's game has to win in order for there to be an F-Zero block. No, I'm not swaying the vote. Not putting my thumb on the scale. Man.
Guys, so, if my game wins, I will make 5 blocks of your choice.
No. Oh, wow. Here we go. Johnny's got the...
What?
Johnny's
got
the schedule controls.
If I get 10 votes, that's 10 blocks I'll make. That's how I'll do it.
Wow. That is
10 hours of GTT radio that you come and tell me what you want, I'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. I have that power.
Impressive. Very impressive. Man. Just a good matchup. I mean, fantastic. Again, you know, like 16-bit sounding versus, you know, compressed 90s guitars. It's a, on paper, a very strong matchup. But in the chat, it's a very definitive matchup. Congratulations, Jesse, on another round victory. He's done it. It's, you know, let's not count Johnny out yet as we move on to game 5. Or to round 5, rather. Johnny's still in this. I'm not going to tell you how. But, Jesse, you've got control. So you're tipping us off, or you're letting Johnny start us off in round 5?
I'll let Johnny start us off.
Okay. Johnny?
All right.
It's round 5 to you, sir. It's your chance. You know, big final splash. Yeah, big final banger.
I got an absolute classic banger. This is Mean Bean Mode from Sonic Mania.
All right. I'm not laughing at it. Just, I'm only laughing at the phrase Mean Bean Mode.
It's so high energy. I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's fucking great, man. It's I'm shocked that this would be your Sonic pick. This is, it's you, Johnny. You picked a Mean Bean song for Sonic. It's, you know, when you want to get right down to it, a Puyo Puyo song.
Yeah.
A fantastic one.
Banger's a banger, man.
Recently featured in the GTT Radio Bop 10, this song.
Ooh.
Yeah. Playing to the crowd.
Shout out to
CX saying, I thought Live and Learn would definitely close the show, and he's happily surprised. So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking you were to come in with either a couple songs from Tony Hawk and Sonic Adventure music. So...
That would have been a good idea. I probably would have won had I done that.
You might have needed a change in strategy here.
I got to bring some deep cuts, and I'm proud of that. That was
no,
fun.
No kidding.
That was fun.
Reach deep in there. Sheesh.
Classic Foxy 2.
Yeah. It won, so it worked.
Yeah. Foxy 2 was your winning song. Yeah. No laughing at that. But yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love this. I'm just surprised
this is really good.
Surprised that your Sonic song is a Puyo Puyo song, but it's fucking a great song. I love this song. Yeah. Can only be surpassed if you had chosen Sonic CD Japan song. If you had brought the boss theme from Sonic CD JP, that's a winner. I mean, that's just me. That's because I didn't actually contribute any music tonight. I'm just like, I want my bangers on the show. Good pick, Johnny. Fucking, killer tune. The Mean Bean boss machine from Sonic Mania. Yeah, just like that boss fight, you never saw it coming. So, Jesse, it's time. It's time for you to counter Johnny's final pick with your final banger. See who's winning.
All right, let's try to finish this with Philistine. No More Heroes 2.
Ooh, No More Heroes, loaded with bangers. Love me some No More Heroes, too. Let's have it.
This checks all my boxes.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a goddamn Philistine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a little hyper pop.
Mech X Chrono just showed up in the chat.
Wow.
Chrono's here.
Chrono's here.
Man. You love to see it.
No one mentioned Chrono Trigger. Oh, he did. CX did. Okay.
CX summoned Chrono.
Nice.
What's up, Chrono?
He reappeared on the radio recently. I was really happy to see him.
Nice.
Take us back to the old days of Game That Tune Radio.
Yeah, well, Chrono predates the radio, right, or no?
No, he's a radio guy.
Oh. Okay, okay.
He's the reason we made all the rules on the radio. So, yeah, man. He's a goddamn Philistine is what he is. Jesse, this is a bold final pick.
Hmm.
Not just because you are going up against Sonic Song, but I'm, you know. This feels like the kind of banger that, you know, it can divide people. Some people don't like goddamn as a word. And some people don't love high-pitched vocals. Fortunately, you've got Johnny here who loves high-pitched vocals and sticking all his boxes.
Yeah.
But, yeah. An interesting... interesting final banger.
It gives me some 100 Dex vibes, which I appreciate.
I gotta say, a shocking final round. Man, I'm gonna put 5 minutes on the clock just because it's our final round tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't need five to decide, but I'm just gonna give you guys extra time to, you know, talk, to hear from the fans. You know, let's just see where the votes go. You know, polls open.
So yeah, Sonic Mania, fucking. What,
maybe you've heard of it.
Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe it's kind of the best Sonic game that's made in the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years. It's so goddamn good.
When did the first Sonic game come out, Johnny? 91?
91.
Is there an argument to be made that Sonic Mania is the best game in the past 33 years?
No.
Oh.
No, that is Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Knuckles. That's the hands down the best one of all time.
Okay.
Nothing will ever top Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Fair enough. But did Sonic 3 and Knuckles have a boss in which you fought Dr. Robotnik in a game of Mean Bean Machine?
No, it didn't.
See where I've been going here, Jenny? You gotta believe in your pick, man. Gotta believe in your pick, man. My goodness.
But yeah, that whole Mean Bean Machine boss was so fun, and the music is so good, and it was so unexpected.
I want to remind everybody the voting is open.
Yeah, the voting is open. And remember when you played Sonic Mania, you first played this boss and you heard this song, you're like, what the fuck? I'm playing Mean Bean Machine right now. This game's fucking got everything.
Yeah.
This game's incredible.
No, I mean, yeah, the game, that part of the game for sure, just a fantastic surprise. In a game full of fantastic surprises. Such a refreshing game when it first dropped on the scene. Kind of made me want them to make nothing but that. Going forward, like, let that just be Sonic again.
Well, it's only 10 points to vote on this round.
Yes, I you know, might have gamed the multiple voting system a little bit, and yet Yeah, we're not getting.
It doesn't matter.
We're not seeing a flood of new votes coming in. Also, yeah, but it doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter how much the votes cost. People don't want to spend their points. I get it. But, man, Jesse, talk to us about No More Heroes 2.
Well, the game is really good, but the song, I feel like, it's very, let's see, this game came out when, like, 2006-ish? Or 8-ish? Something like that. Maybe even 12? I don't know. Mm. I feel like it definitely has, like, a hyper-pop sound, but before hyper-pop existed. So that part is really interesting. Like I said, I got, like, 100 Gex vibes from it, and it's just real, you know, jaunty and like, aggressive, but you want to, like, you know, learn the words and sing along and really, like, you know, get in there with your banging, you know.
True.
Certified banger.
I mean, yeah, No More Hero is kind of a certified banger of a series. You know, it's a...
Suda 51, baby.
Yeah. Did you play any of the other ones after 2? Did you play 3?
I played a little bit of 3 because it came on to Game Pass recently.
Were there any other ones after 2 besides 3? Am I sounding stupid right now?
No, there was a, like, weird, like, side story that was, like, a different kind of game, but it was definitely, like a Travis Touchdown game.
Travis Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Word.
But the recent one I was playing a little bit was still very fun. You still save by taking a shit, which is great. You fight things with lightsabers and then do fucking German suplexes to motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got so much, like, weird Japanese anime stuff in it that's just... It's just ridiculous, the video
Jesse,
game.
Did I tell you also, you know, we'll just let the poll kind of roll. Did I tell you about the girl that was sitting behind me at the recent AEW show that I went to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of noticed she had a fantastic looking sign. I was like, what's up with the sign? She's like, oh, it's my favorite character. I don't know if you've heard of him. Travis Touchdown. I'm like, yeah, I have heard of him. Like, what are you doing with that sign? She's like, I made the sign because, you know, I wanted to put a AEW shirt on Travis Touchdown because it's like a game with wrestling moves. And, you know, I'm like, that's awesome. Fuck yeah. Like, hold up. I hope you get on TV.
Yeah, that's
and then,
cool.
Like, an hour later, she's like, so wait, do you, like, really know who Travis Touchdown is? I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm like 38. I fucking played No More Heroes. She's like, oh my God, that's so cool. And she starts showing me pictures of her doing cosplay of him and shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, oh God, we got a fucking, you know, crossover, you know, a female No More Heroes cosplayer here. Like, yeah, you know,
get her on
this
the
is
show.
A fantastic wrestling show. Fantastic shit. Yeah, and a fantastic song. Sadly, Jesse, it couldn't give you a definitive win. The final round, by a score of 60-6, goes to Johnny with the Mean Bean Machine from Sonic Mania, and that of course means, yeah, that we got some goddamn Philistines in the chat, but. That means that, despite that, by a score of 3-2, Jesse, congratulations. You have won the inaugural edition of Game That Tunes Video Game Music Fight Club. So, congratulations. Johnny, you know, if there were points for the number of votes that you got, then you might have come close to being in contention. However, it's a matchup thing. So, you know, by a margin of three songs to two, Jesse wins the Fight Club. Jesse, great job.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was a hard-fought battle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the thing. I think, I'm not saying that we are music tastemakers, but I think we are gentlemen that demonstrate good taste, you two especially. And I say, you know, kudos to both of you on your fantastic picks tonight. Johnny, some great deep cuts. Jesse, you know, some surprises as well. So, I gotta give it up as the guy in the middle. It was a great show. It was a toss-up. I didn't know where it was going. So there were surprises left and right. And just a fantastic, fantastic first edition of the Fight Club. I want to thank everybody who voted in the chat. You know, great participation tonight. We really, really enjoyed trying this out, seeing how it's going. I think we got some good, got some good vibes in the chat. People seem to be expressing, a willingness to participate in future fight clubs, a willingness, or they're kind of expressing, oh, what would I have done for this particular theme? So I think that perhaps in the future we involve the Game That Tune universe, the Game That Tunas, a little bit more directly in the show. Perhaps they the fans get to provide some tracks for future fight clubs, something like that. I don't know, but we had a really great time, and I appreciate both of you guys. Johnny, do you want to give a short concession speech to Jesse?
No.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Jesse, do you have anything to say to Johnny? You want to, any promo you want to deliver to drive him into the ground, really hammer home the win?
I got some backstage footage that would really make people think about voting for Johnny next time. But otherwise, he came out with some really good music. And again, totally surprising me with the... I thought we were going to hear fucking Superman come on and fucking Live and Learn and shit. And we got none of that. So, well fucking played.
Jesse was
You got fucking Foxy 2.
Yeah, Foxy 2. Hell yeah.
Anytime the X68000 comes out, Johnny's playing to win, man. He's playing for keeps.
Yeah.
You got Penny Time.
Dipping into the mobiles.
You did go for a skateboard game, just not the one I was expecting.
It's true. So, Johnny, perhaps next time, I don't know if the takeaway from this is to go more mainstream.
Foxy 3.
Yeah, exactly. But perhaps go Foxy 3.
I think I was going to say, instead of more mainstream, instead of super lesbian animal RPG, you just go for regular straight white male arcade shooter.
Exactly. I appreciate both of your willingnesses to go deep into your catalogs and find some things. And I'm not, critiquing anything. But Johnny, we've been doing Game That Tune for a long time. People know you, and people are happy to see the unexpected. But also, I think, we tell them that Video Game and Music Fight Club is going to be about the songs, but people are still going to kind of vote for a little personality in there. So if it's, if it's Johnny really standing one of his legendary songs on the show, that might have won somebody over a little bit more than bringing out the Foxy 2 or the Neon Penny. But again, I'm not giving you any career advice here. Johnny, you fought a fantastic battle. You had a fantastic fight with some fantastic tunes, and Jesse, he brought just, one could say the superior bangers. That's all there is to it. So we'll do it again. It'll be fun. We'll keep it going. The Fight Club will reopen. The number one rule of Game That Tune Video Game Music Fight Club: tell everybody that you know about it. We want everybody to participate and enjoy this and share their picks and share some tunes. So, again, all we're doing here is goofing and appreciating some music and just kind of having a good time. So, let's do another Game That Tune Fight Club. And thank you all so much for listening. If you're listening in podcast form, thank you so much for that. Hopefully this works as a podcast. I don't know. It seems like it could kind of just drag. But... want to give a shout out, of course, to our Patreon fans, Patreon Cert fans. The people we're talking about: Daniel Perky, Taylor Y, Sam L, Phoenix Tier 2121, Beast Pond, The Kerrigan, and HCO. Fantastic group of Patreon Absurd fans we've got. If you want to suggest a theme or a song to somebody for the Fight Club, I don't know, go to Discord. If you want to interact with us, go to Discord. Just find a reason to hang out with us in Discord. We love seeing you guys there. So, it's been fun. And as on Game That Tune, the winner gets to play a bonus tune. So, Jesse, I assume... Now, here's a question. Did you save the ultimate, super burrito supreme banger for your bonus song? Or would you have, felt the need to break that out during the show? So, what's your going home tune? What's the bonus tune?
I chose a song that... it's definitely more of like a personal choice. Also something that you would definitely expect me to play. And I was originally going to open with it, but I felt like Chowder Man would set the pace better for the show.
Mm.
And then as the battle went on, I was like, well, this would be good closing music if I do end up winning. So stage four from Sky Shark by Tim Fallon.
Right. Taking it back to the very first game ever featured on Game That Tune, the greatest video game music podcast of all time. Jesse with some certified Tim Fallon bangers. Sky Shark, stage four. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here at the VGM Fight Club, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah!
Woo! Still hitting!
Yeah, I can see myself, like, seeing this song get played at a concert. I'm wasted. It's real late, you know. Like, that's the image I have in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping,
you know,
up and
all
down.
The drugs.
Yeah, Johnny, pantsless.
Yeah.
Just, you know, wilding out at a fucking concert.
Spilling
pissing
your
everywhere.
Drink.
Yeah. Skanking, pantsless, pissing. Johnny the goddamn Philistine.
God, imagine pissing while you skank. Or skanking while you pissed. Imagine every time you go take a pee.
Johnny, which would you find more impressive? Somebody skanking while they pissed or pissing while they skanked?
I think skanking while they pissed.
Standing in a urinal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of people probably accidentally piss while they skank. That's not new.
Right.
So, if you're skanking while you piss, like, that's a choice you made.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to skank at this urinal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, always, you know, but
that's tricky, too, because you probably got, like, slippery floors and stuff. There's some real danger involved.
Exactly. And if you manage to get all in while you're skanking, that's incredible. That's incredible.
It's true. Ugh.